Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning into a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awake and let go. Move into the
Fountain Show. This is episode 254, and it's great to be here with you. And our special guest today is Janine Reagan Sinclair from the United Kingdom, as I am myself. And our theme today is possession and the symptoms of it. So in just a few moments we'll bring her on, but before we do, We usually go over this time at this time of day to join Gary Moore over there in Oregon, but he's not going to be with us today. He's doing a special show, a healing show, so he's gone off somewhere to do that. So good luck with that, Gary. And we're going to send out a great big cosmic kiss to everyone. So we're going to have a big group hug, because this is a show where we cross dimensions and time zones and oceans to join up with everyone all around the world. So here we go. Link up with the next person to you. Send out love and light from your heart. And here's your cosmic kiss. There we are. And I'd like you to close your eyes for one moment and just imagine the most fabulous, beautiful, perfect you that you can imagine. And that is the real you. Well, before we bring our special guest on, we're going to do a song that she requested specially. It's Love Train by the OJs. Here we go. Give this a spin.
Love Train.
All the world's nice.
Join in.
Janine is a spiritual teacher and founder of the Crystal Key Foundation. She's also an authoress, and she scans your body for energy blocks and reveals the past life issues that are holding you back and much, much more. So if you'd like to call in, we've already a few callers on the switchboard, but if you'd like to call in for a scan from Janine, the call-in number is 646-929-0461, and if you're calling from outside the United States, it's 001-646-929-0461. And I think we're going to bring Janine on right now, and she can tell us what she wants to tell us about today, about possession and the symptoms of it. Hi Janine, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, lovely. Great to see you. Welcome back to the show. It's always lovely to have you on.
It's good to be back. I really enjoyed that song. You know, it reminds me of one of my favourite shows, and I watched with my son Scrubs. I don't know if you've ever seen it. American
yes,
comedy
have, yeah.
show.
Yeah.
That song reminds me of it. It's a really funny show. Anyway, sorry, I digress.
No, don't worry. We do everything but die here. Okay. All right, so you're going to tell us about the symptoms of possession, aren't you?
Yeah, it's a really common problem, believe it or not. And people tend to, you know, either not believe in possession, or they think it's, you know, something that is like the kind of thing you see in the movie The Exorcist, where somebody's head's meant to be spinning round and, you know, they've got a big black tongue about 6 inches long or something like that. And, you know, there are very rare occasions when some demonic possessions can make people, you know, do some really unusual things like that. But in general, possession is quite a major problem. I interviewed Sean Clark, who's the editor of the Spiritual Science Research Foundation, a few months back on my own show, Cosmic Truth. And according to their statistics, 30 to 50% of people have got either an entity or some kind of spirit attachment or demonic possession. That's a lot. You know, that's a lot of people. And people don't realize what possession means. And basically, I'm sure most of your listeners know, but human beings, animals, any living thing, we're all made of energy. And we all vibrate. We're waves of energy vibrating at certain frequencies. And basically, possession means that a mass of some sort of energy has either come into your auric field, into your energy field around you, or actually gone into one of your energy centers, one of your chakras, and taken up residence inside your body. So really, you know, possession is a bit of an exciting word to use, I suppose, but it's about your consciousness being corrupted. If you look on yourself as a kind of computer, that you've got a virus in the machine, and the type of things that it can cause in you vary from chronic fatigue. I've had people with problems that have been labeled pancreatitis, where there's been an entity in the pancreas that looks like a root of a tree, for example, which is like dark black, browns, dark grey colours. They can give the same sort of symptoms as pancreatitis and that type of thing. Entities around the outside of the aura, just outside of the body, especially in the mental layer of the aura, so you've got the physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, divine, it goes on and on and on. In the mental layer of the body, can create what to a clairvoyant like myself would look like an egg shape around the person, like a dark, cloudy egg. And that will basically affect their life force energy coming into the crown, because whatever's coming down from source into the crown is being polluted by this muddy energy. And that's then taken down into the crown chakra, into the head, and that pollutes the mind, the brain, the consciousness, and then eventually it goes down the front of the spine, and it can pollute their whole channel. So they're feeling lethargic, they're feeling tired, they're feeling depressed. Yeah, negative thoughts, dark thoughts, even suicidal thoughts are common with this, you know, with this type of thing. So that's one, you know, one particular type. An entity, everything's an entity. You get good entities, you get low frequency entities, but you know, a pink entity of love is a positive one, for example, and we send out those when, you know, when we bless people, we're sending out positive entities. But the other type of possession is when a spirit attaches to somebody, or a ghost, or some kind of demonic energy. And they can cause all sorts of problems, such as addictions, for example. And by addictions, I mean not just addicted to drink and drugs, the obvious things you think about, shopping, sex, food, pornography, anything like that can be down to some form of spirit attachment or entity possession. So, you know, these are the kind of things that people just think it's just an obsession, when there could be actually something attached to the person that's feeding off the vibrations they get from doing it. So if a spirit passes over and they're an addict when they die, they don't stop being an addict just because they're a spirit. They can still pick up on the vibrations of being high from attaching themselves to a person and encouraging them to take drugs or drink too much. They can pick up on their vibrations, so they can still get some sort of hit off, you know, being attached to another person. Mm-hmm. And obviously when you drink, you're opening yourself up, because once you get past that couple of glasses of wine with a meal, it's not going to cause you any problems. But when you get to the stage where you start to feel like you're a bit floaty, a little bit tiddly, a little bit drunk, what's actually happening then is your chakras are opening up, your crown chakras opening up. So you're vulnerable to whatever's going on around you.
Inhibitions have gone, haven't they? Your inhibitions have gone, so you're open to anything. Bad language attracts negative energies in too, which people don't realise, do they?
I mean, I spent 18 years, I don't know if you know this, I worked for 18 years as a designer in the building industry, drawing buildings. So there was a lot of bad language, you know, on the building site. And I got a bit Teflon coated, and it never really bothered me. But since I've, you know, become more spiritual and now I'm tuned in on a vibrational level, I can feel bad language, and it feels like somebody's just flicked pins at you. Mm-hmm. It really has got a horrible vibration to it. So yeah, that can attract things, and outbursts of anger and violence can attract negative spirits to you, negative entities. So, you know, people that watch a lot of violence, like violent movies and things like that, can that energy is coming out of the screen into their energy field. So that negativity is then in their field, which is going to attract, you know, other negativity to it, because like attracts like. So yeah. Anything like that can cause people problems as well. And, I've mentioned drugs and alcohol, but the other thing is that it's not always recreational drugs. People think you have to be some kind of junkie or some kind of pothead or something like that to be vulnerable. This can be medicinal drugs as well, can cause problems. Yeah. If you're taking Valium or anything to keep you calm, you know, your energy centers are opening up because you're relaxed, and that floaty feeling is actually your astral body floating up out of your crown chakra.
Yeah.
So you're open. It's like opening all the windows and the doors in your house, and, you know, depending on whether it's daylight or dark, depending on where you are. And you're really relaxed and you don't really know what's going on, and anything can come in. So, and if you're suffering from, if you're grieving, or if you're feeling low, if you're feeling down or angry, there is something negative for these things to attract to. And that's, you know, that's what causes the problem. That's what invites them in. They can hook in then. People in pain as well are vulnerable, because, again, the pain frequencies are low vibration.
Yes.
People that are promiscuous as well are putting themselves at huge risk, because when you are intimate with somebody, your energy centers open up. So if you're with somebody who's got an entity or a spirit attachment of some sort, and you sleep with them, that energy can hook into your system. So mm-hmm. This is another thing for people to think about. Be very choosy who you rub up against. you can pick up some nasty things, and, you know, mm. compared to some of these nasty spirit attachments and things, you know, there's a lot to consider there. So even smoking...
No, I was just going to say, whoever you go to bed with, you're going to bed with everybody else they've been to bed with.
Mm, exactly.
A good thing to think about. So, sorry, yeah. What were you saying about drugs?
People don't realise that even smoking cigarettes actually attracts entities into your energy field. What happens when you smoke cigarettes is holes form in your aura. The pollution breaks down and creates holes in your aura. So if there's any wriggly parasites or things floating around, and, you know, believe me, even places like supermarkets, and they're full of them, they can go into your auric field and they work their way in through your chakras into your body. So even smoking cigarettes can, you know, cause problems with entities coming into your body. So that's something else to consider as well, especially if you're going to have treatments of somebody. If you're going to have treatments of somebody who smokes and drinks, you really need to be choosy about who you're letting into your energy field, if you're having energy healing or that type of thing. You know, if you're not
yeah.
sure, don't go. Don't put yourself at risk.
So anyone who has to be on some sort of medication because of health problems, how would you suggest that they protect themselves?
Well, the first thing that I would suggest that they do is when they wake up in the morning, that they make a connection to their higher self and just ask their higher self to put protection and camouflage around them. I use camouflage because many, many years ago, over a decade ago now, when I first started working with energy, I was taught to put white light around me. Well, to be honest with you, it just attracted the dark to me, and they just wanted to kick my ass for some reason. It was moths to the flame, and I was thinking, wow, you know, things have got worse since I started using this white light thing.
Mm.
And I meditated on it, and I was told that I should use camouflage, which I thought, well, that makes sense. You know, that seems like a good idea. So I would wake up in the morning, I'd ask for a 6-foot radius camouflage sphere of energy around me. And that worked well for a while. But then again, if somebody came into that 6-foot space and they had something negative on them, I could still pick up on it, and it could still pick up on my light. So
yeah.
When I meditated again, I was asked to ask my higher self to choose the camouflage and the protection that I needed today on every layer of my aura as appropriate. So if you've got, as we're ascending, what's actually happening is we're switching on more layers of our aura. So we're expanding, we're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It's like you're in the middle of this huge matrix, like Meccano, if you like, and most people, just the inner core is lit up because that's all they've got clear. But as the more healing you do on yourself, the more you become, you get upgraded, and your spiritual DNA is turned on. What actually happens is the next layer in that matrix is lit up. So you actually get bigger and bigger and bigger. And the bigger you get, the more powerful you get, obviously. That would make sense.
Yeah.
So by asking your higher self protection for you, one, you're not trying to count every morning how many layers of your aura are switched on and how many you need. It'd be too much hassle. Mm-hmm. Your higher self knows all of this, and it knows exactly how many layers that you need protection on, and it knows exactly what frequencies that protection needs and what camouflage it needs to look like. So by just asking your higher self to choose that protection and camouflage for you on every level as appropriate, then your higher self will do it for you. And if you're really sensitive, you might even hear a do 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 do, you know, as the layers sort of kick in. I've had that happen with some of my clients when I do this at the end of the treatment to them. So that's just, you know, making yourself safe that way. It's simple to do, and anyone can do it. And you can ask for this around your children, around you, you know, you yourself, your partner, your animals, if you've got animals, because they need protection as well. They're vulnerable as well at times.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're feeling grief, your animals pick up on it. So they can get sad, and they can get depressed as well. That's another story. You know, my animal communication stuff is another thing. So it's just being aware, really. And if people are aware, or if your listeners have got a friend or family member who they know is on medication like that and think that they need more protection, they can ask for them to be protected on their behalf. You know, if it's appropriate, it will be done. So it's just intent, really. I've got a really open mind and a great believer that a lot of the things that are labeled psychosis, hysteria, schizophrenia, bipolar and this type of thing, I know there's chemical imbalances in the brain and they need to be addressed by a doctor, and I would never tell anybody not to go to a doctor. But certainly some of the people that have come to me that have been treated with psychosis and schizophrenia, they've actually had spirit attachments and entities within them, mainly drug related, by the way. Nice people, you know, very nice people. But once I removed the attachments and removed the entities, there was a dramatic improvement. So my goal really is to get this information out to people and let them understand that, you know, your consciousness does get viruses in it, and everybody is, you know, is vulnerable at some point in their life. This can happen to anybody. It doesn't just happen to weak people. It happens to strong people when they may be grieving, when they may be ill, they're vulnerable. When we have anesthetics, if you're having operations and you're put to sleep on the operating table, again, you're in a position where your energy centers open up and you're vulnerable there. So if you've got friends or family that may be going for surgery, it's a good idea to ask for protection around them, energetic protection, as I suggested earlier, before they go into the surgery and while they're in hospital. Recovering is a good idea. There's all sorts going on in hospitals, as you can imagine.
Oh, yes.
Lots of sick people, lot of spirits wandering around. A very good friend of mine was a nurse, and when she was 17, 18, 19, she said on the night shift she spent most of her time talking to the dead people that were still wandering around the hospital. Yeah, so you know what I'm talking about then.
Yeah. So Janine, there's 5 million of us sitting here now thinking, oh, I might have a negative energy attached to me. What do I do now?
Okay. Well, first of all, there's some, if you go to my website, my website, crystalkey.com, on the homepage there is a 8 or 9 minute video of me talking you through a cleansing. Now, initially it's set up to clear fear because that's the biggest polluter on the planet at the moment. But if you listen to that with the intention on you would like any negative entities removed from your body, you set that intention and then press play and just go through, you know, if you start it, see it all the way to the end. It's not good to finish, you know, to not see things all the way to the end because it opens you up and you don't want to be left open. So it opens you and it seals you. Only takes 8 minutes. Freebie on the website.
Yeah, I've actually done that. It's great. Just give us your website, Janine.
It's crystalkey.com. CrystalKey.com.
CrystalKey.com. Yeah. And I've actually meditated with that video, and it's really lovely. And I also bought your book, Saving the World from My Bathtub. That's good.
Okay.
You've got different books out, haven't you?
Yeah, that's my second book. The first one, the one you've got, is of the adaptation of my astral travelling and my journey work and the kind of work that I do when I'm astral travelling, healing the planet and things like that. The first book is The Angel, the Witch and the Warrior, and that's the educational one. That's got 40 chapters on different subjects to do with raising your consciousness and your vibration, and they're two different things as well that a lot of people I'm not sure of. There's lots and lots of information out there about raising your consciousness. That's about meditation. It's about astral projection. It's about taking your astral body out and into the higher realms and into the astral and causal realms. But raising your vibration is about purification of the body. It's about purification of the physical and the mental and emotional bodies and upgrading your DNA, upgrading your nervous system. That's what changes your frequency. So people can have a high consciousness. You know, they're doing a lot of meditation. They're very well read. They've got lots of knowledge about different things, but still have a low vibrational frequency because their body is quite toxic and it's still carrying all, you know, their old stuff in there, their old past life issues, their fears, their phobias. You know, it's huge. It's vast. When I said earlier about when we're ascending, we're actually cleaning ourselves up and expanding and lighting up these other areas of our aura, our energy field, and we get bigger and bigger. That's what I'm talking about. Because when you clean the body, what you're doing is you're bringing the higher self back into the body, back into the vessel permanently. Instead of floating up to connect to your higher self, you clean your body out so your higher self can move back in and stay there. And then you go to the next level, which is your God self, and bring that in and stay there. And then you can actually, you know, connect, bring in your soul and your source energies in. And it changes you from a carbon-based human being to a crystalline-based human being. Crystalline, yeah. And that's when you need more water. That's absolutely really, really important that you drink more water.
Yeah, and would you say that eating meat keeps your body more sort of on a lower vibration?
Oh, absolutely. Meat, the animals, fear, all of the, you know, they've been pumped with bovine growth factors if it's not organic meat, so all of these chemicals are in there, the terror that they go through. And if you want to be put off meat for life, there's a documentary on YouTube called earthlings.com. And it's an hour and a half, and it shows you everything to do with slaughterhouses, puppy farming, where fur comes from, and on all of the torture that is going on all over the world to animals. And if you watch that, I'll guarantee, one, you'll cry like a baby because it's that disturbing. But two, if you eat meat again after that, you know, I'll be absolutely shocked to the core. And not only that, there was. If you go on my Facebook page, I shared an article today about something called meat glue. Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't, no.
It's where they get the offcuts of meat and they put this powder in, which is so toxic, yet they have to wear masks to put it, mix it with the meat. And it comes, it's from the enzymes of pigs and other animals. And what they do is they roll the little bits of meat up, say it's beef, for example, put this powder in, mix it up. They roll it in cling film into a tube and put it in the fridge. And what it does is it glues all the bits of meat together and then they cut it so it looks like fillet steaks.
Mm.
So it's basically all the offcuts being stuck back together. Now, the problem arises when you're eating this, if you cook it rare because you think it is a fillet steak, this you're actually taking in pork enzymes when you think you're eating meat.
Yeah.
And they're doing it with chicken as well. So you're eating chicken, you're actually taking in pork and, you know, pork, the stuff in the blood from the pork that makes the blood... what's the word I'm looking for? The word's gone. When your blood dries and seals up.
Oh yeah, it's late here, isn't it? I've gone brain dead.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. Where your blood coagulates.
Yes, coagulates. That's the word. So that's what you're taking in. And they've tested this. It's a five-minute video. It's on my Facebook page. If you go to Janine Regan Sinclair Facebook, and I've also got one called the Crystal Key Foundation, you can read the article on there. And basically the experts have took this meat, they've pulled it to bits. They said it looks like real meat. It tastes like real meat. They couldn't tell the difference. And this is in the food chain as well now. So, yeah, meat is a big no-no, definitely. Mm-hmm. For anybody who, you know, is looking to raise their vibrational frequency, is not good at all.
Great. Well, we have got a caller who's been waiting for 44 minutes, Ophina. I spoke to her earlier. So do you mind if we bring Ophina on?
And of course, yeah. Let's
see if she's got a question for you. There's a few callers, actually. So I'll just bring Ophina. If I can get her mic to unmute. Hello, Ophina. Are you still there?
Yes, hello. Yes, I am.
You're live on air with Janine. Have you got a question for her?
Yes, love and relationships, like whatever she can pick up on a relationship right now.
Could you just say that again? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that very well.
She's in a relationship, and could you just pick up anything on a relationship? Or are you not doing relationships? You're doing... problems with the aura.
No, I don't mind, but I'm just trying to pick up what's going on here.
Okay.
You're in a relationship at the moment, Athena, you said.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. There's something around you, like. It's as if you're inside a kind of mesh fence really close to your body. It's like you've put this protective seal around yourself for some reason. And I think this is it's causing a little bit of a... If you get two magnets and put them together where they don't want to touch one another, there's a little bit of a repel energy coming off your body towards your mate because of this. Does that make any sense to you?
No, like right now our relationship is going pretty good.
Okay. Well, there's definitely something going on around your energy field that needs to be cleared out. I'm seeing a magnetic field which is kind of pushing outwards. So whatever is going on there, that needs to be cleared. I just feel that whatever your relationship could be even better, because the energetic connection isn't as powerful as it could be. So you might be getting on well, but this is about your vibrations joining together, I think. That's what I'm picking up here.
Okay, Athena, okay. Does that make sense?
Not really, no. No.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know what you're expecting, but I pick up on people's energy fields, and I pick up on whether their connection to their partner is, if there's any problems.
No, I mean, that's the thing. I've had a discussion this morning with someone on Blog Talk Radio, and just because I asked him that question the way I did, he kind of took it to where he started giving me, negative advice or whatever. And I'm like, why is it whenever somebody asks a question about relationships, they always assume the only reason the person is asking because there's something wrong? You know what I mean?
Not always. When I do my own show.
No, it is always. I've had experience with Blog Talk Radio, psychic so-called, and they always tend to do that. They always think just because I ask the question about it, they go off trying to go negative stuff. And I'm like, why do you even do that? Aren't you here to give positive advice or, whatever? But in this case, my relationship is going okay, and you're saying something about I repel him, or I don't know. It just doesn't make sense.
No, it's not negative. What it is if you use the free healing on my website to just clear this energy
I don't think I need any healing, because that's what I'm telling you is not wrong. It's kind of like your doctor telling you there's something wrong with you, and you know that's not what it is. So for me, it's like for you to tell me that I need some kind of clearing, I obviously know I don't. So it's kind of pointless.
Okay. Fine.
No, I mean, can you pick anything else up?
Well, from what you're saying, you just want me to say this is a lovely relationship and everything's fine, and I can only give you what messages your soul gives to me, what your soul shows me. So, that's all I'm seeing. If you're seeing it as negative, it's not a negative thing. Anything that makes something better is a positive thing, surely.
Yeah, of course, but then like I just told you, I don't think that's what I need. So for you, it's you're trying to tell me to do that or whatever. It doesn't make any sense to me. And, I actually did have a reading a week or 2 weeks ago where the psychic was I can't pick anything up, and I think you're on the right track with the relationship, so you don't need to worry about anything. And I was like, wow, okay. She didn't go off saying any, negative stuff like that. So for me, it's just kind of people saying negative things without any validation is kind of pointless. But, yeah.
I think in your own soul where you're up to at the minute, Athena. I think everybody sort of has a second sense about if they're in the right relationship or not. And you know yourself, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, then. So thank you for your call. And you can always call back in again another time and let us know how you're going on.
Okay. Cool.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
Put you back on mute. And shall we bring area code 239 on? There's someone waiting on area code 239. What's your name, please?
Hello, my name is Talisha. How are you?
What is your name again? Alicia.
Talisha.
Lovely.
Yes. Alicia.
Okay. Where are you calling from, Kalisha?
I'm calling from Tennessee.
Tennessee. Do you have a question for Janine?
Yes. I want to know if she can pick up on any ways for me to better connect with, my guides, or I've been trying to work on not mediumship per se, but just enhancing my gifts that I have now. And I'm having a hard time trying to decide or figure out what and how I'm supposed to do that.
Okay. Well, the first thing I've seen, you've got a lovely guide with you. She's wearing a white dress. She's got blonde hair, sort of white flowers around her hair, and she's holding a bunch of flowers, and she's trying to give them to you. I get the impression that she would like you to be working with flower formulas, that she's going to help you pick up on working with flower formulas. So if you just find yourself a nice quiet space to sit down and relax and just take a few deep breaths and just ask this guide to let you know and guide you to, you know, what she would actually like you to look at, and then maybe some ideas will start coming into your head, and perhaps go on to, if you've got a computer or a laptop, and just start Googling the ideas that come in and have a look, because I'm seeing flowers all around you. It's as if you're meant to be working with flower essences. Is that something that you would consider?
Yes, I actually I love plants now, and I've considered doing something like that. I really just have no clue what I would even do with the flowers or the plants, and besides just growing them, like, I have no clue what to use them for, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah, I do. I would go on to just go on to Google and look up flower essences and maybe how to make your own flower essences, and just have a look at, you know, all the different flowers, and maybe get yourself a book, because I think that this guide is going to help you to make your own essences. But initially you would need to learn about them and just get an idea of what they can do, which flower formulas that you've felt more drawn to, and make some essences yourself. I think you'd be really good at this. I'm sure you've done it in a previous lifetime.
Okay.
Oh, wow. So Google's okay. Really, really useful. You know, you can, if you go how do I do this, how do I do that into Google, how do I make my own flower essences? But just type in flower essences, flower formulas, and skip through the sites and see which ones, you know, talk to you, get a feel for them. If it's just flowers, maybe it's herbs as well. And then look into perhaps doing a course, and so you get a feel for them. And working with them, definitely flowers all around you. And this guide, she's beautiful.
Oh, that's awesome. I don't know if it's my guides, but every now and then I have encounters with spirit, and I don't know who, what, where, why they are. I wasn't sure if they were my guides, and that was why I was trying to, that's why I guess I asked the question on how to better connect with them, because I can't tell who's what. And
okay, well, the best way to tell the difference between what would be a good high vibration and a low vibration is the high vibrations are warm. They communicate that you feel warmth, you feel love. They communicate through telepathy with you, so it can, you know, if you try to speak to them, trying to communicate with them, it will come in like a thought, and there'll be a warm, comfortable feeling. Anything that is malignant in any way can cause cold spots and give you uncomfortable shivers, telling you things that don't feel right. You know, trust your heart. If you're given any information from spirit that doesn't feel right, trust your gut feeling, trust your heart, because we've got built-in intuition and it serves us well. So generally that warm, you know, good feel will come from the positive ones, and the negative ones can be a little bit naughty and a little bit cheeky and give you wrong information, and your heart might tweak, and you just know that that doesn't actually feel right to me. So just trust your gut feeling on that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Felicia, that's a lovely message for you there. So,
thank you.
Yeah, I've had some information on buckflower remedies before today, and they're really interesting, aren't they? And very powerful. Yeah.
They are very good, yeah. There's lots of different ones as well now. I mean, the thing with the bark formulas, they're preserved in alcohol, which can be a problem for people if they don't drink. So there are others that use different preservatives, so look into them. Phytobiophysics is a course that I've trained in myself, and they are brilliant with Diana Muscle, but they're the little white glucose pills that you pop under your tongue. Fantastic courses. They do flowers and trees. Tree formulas are amazing.
Wow. What is this company?
It's called Phytobiophysics, and it's Diana Mossop, the lady's name. Phyto is P-H-Y-T-O.
Okay.
Phytobiophysics.
Alicia. Okay, thank you so much, Nicole. What's her name again?
Diana Mossop.
Is that M-O-S-S-O-P?
Yeah.
Mossop. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for your call, Felicia. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bring us back and let us know where you went on. Thank you. Bye.
All right.
We'll put you back on mute, and we'll bring area code 516 on. And see where they're calling from, what the name is. What's your name? 516.
It's Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. How are you?
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hi, Sandra.
Great.
Good, thanks. How can I help?
Well, I'm hoping you could help with career path. I'm kind of not sure where I'm going yet. So I haven't really been able to put any intentions out, like, other than what I'm feeling like that I'd like to kind of do right now, but it's not really what, you know, I'm just looking, I guess, to make a little bit of money, but it's not really what I want to do long term in life. So I don't know if anything pops up.
What makes your heart sing, Sandra?
You know, I've tried to discover that myself and still haven't come up with the answer yet. So I guess I'm still on the road.
You're still on the road. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing children around you.
I don't have any.
No, they're not yours. They're not yours. I'm seeing children around you. Have you ever thought about writing and... Can you draw?
No, not very well. Stick people.
Stick people is good enough.
Yeah.
Simple drawings for children. I'm seeing children. I'm seeing children's books, but very young children. You know, so very, very simple drawings, the kind of drawings that, you know, six-year-olds would draw in the book. So it's like you're a child drawing a book for a child.
Interesting.
I don't think about they have to be amazing works of art. They don't. What I'm being shown is children's books, few pages, not many pages, like the cardboard books, you know, the really thick ones for small children.
Yes.
Like those. But the drawings in them are very childlike, so that it looks like a child's actually drawn them.
Right, yeah.
So you need to let your inner child come forward and do the work here.
Interesting.
So
okay.
This is something for you to have a look at. Obviously, it's not an overnight thing, but it's something that you can start working on. Get yourself something to draw and color with, sketch pad. The good thing about this is when the creative energy starts flowing through you, it brings in the divine feminine energy, but it also brings in your abundance from the universe, and that's when the universe can start delivering the goods to you, and that comes in all forms.
Yeah.
So creativity is really, really important. So this would, not only would it be opening you up to new ideas and taking you down, you know, a path that I think this is going to make your heart sing as well. You're going to enjoy doing it because it's fun. It's going to bring in abundance, and it's going to bring in really good stuff into your space. So it's twofold, the reason for this.
Mm-hmm. So would I be the person just doing the artistry or writing the book as well?
writing the book as well.
Okay.
Right. But we're only talking about, you know, two or three,
starting.
four lines per page.
Right, gotcha.
Really simple, yeah. Really simple for young children. And bringing into it, you know, flowers, crystals, the fairies, all of the kind of positive, healing, spiritual kind of stuff into the stories as well. So you're introducing these healing qualities at a very early age into the children's lives. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, wow. I think you'd really enjoy doing this, Sandra.
Hmm. Okay. Maybe I should give that a go-see.
Yeah, give that a go-see. I think in the meantime, though, there's going to be a job coming along, but it's a stepping stone. It's a, you know, do for now. We all have jobs like that we do for now.
I kind of figured as much. I wasn't really, because I can't be clear. So without me being clear, I don't think I'll be attracting something clearly.
Once you get your creative juices flowing,
there's
going to be, all sorts of things coming towards you because the universe can deliver to you.
True, true. I mean, I'm clear on other things. Just this one thing right now has kind of, and, you know, it's like you can't fight it. What can you say? I'm just, you know, my muse is not there right now, so I'm just trying to bring out that creative energy.
Well, there may be a slight block in your sacral chakra, maybe some unshed tears or something in there can cause a creative block. But once you get this creativity coming into your life, it's really going to make a difference to you. It's like it's just this new rush of energy is going to come in. I mean, your energy field feels good. And, you know, looking at you and getting an image and it's smooth and it's positive. There's a slight block in your sacral chakra, which is the orange center in the body, the center of creativity. So maybe some unshed tears there. Maybe a sad movie, box of tissues might clear that.
Please, that's easy enough. I just had tears this week, you know. You get sensitive around your period time as a woman, and I just cried for no reason. Cried over things that, you know, seem meaningless, but, hey, it was a good cry.
Yeah, well, nothing's meaningless. And, you know, I remind people all the time, God gave us tear ducts for a reason. We need to use them and not just there to look pretty.
Yeah, well, I don't fight that stuff. If it happens, it happens. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Well, there may be a little bit more in there. That's all I'm seeing, just a little bit more. And then once you've cleared that through, there's a space opening up for this new creativity to come in.
Okay.
Wow.
Good luck with that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye. Thank you, Sandra. Thanks
thank
a lot, people.
You.
Good luck with that, as Janine says. Oh, wow. Well, I've got a message for you from people in the chat room, Janine. Mm-hmm. And we've got a message from Dina, and she says, keep me in your prayers. She's not able to call in because she's expecting someone any minute. And decision is crucial to my continued survival, she's saying, and well-being. And thanks for sending me the meditation. And she's also put, I'll square it with you hopefully soon. Bless... thanks, and grace to you and others as well.
It's Diana. It's Diana, isn't it?
Yeah, Diana. Yeah, and Fountainhead, Aka Corrine, is saying prayers are requested. And she says her heart is jumping out of place. Yeah, Diana Fountainhead is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Soul Connection has put in, you will survive, you are an immortal soul. So true. But Janine, I cannot believe that nobody has rung in and said, am I possessed? Have I got any sort of a negative energy around me? I can't believe nobody's, maybe they don't want to know.
Well, obviously, you know, some people don't want to know things, like our first caller today didn't want to know when somebody else has told her something negative, she's not having it. But, you know, there you go. People don't always... sometimes the truth, you know, people don't want it, but what can you do?
Well, you can't do anything, can you? So, you know, all you can do is give up what you get. And
well,
all right,
you know.
Fountainhead is saying that if you, she feels that something has taken possession of her home. So can you tell us what you can do about that, please?
Okay, well, if there's something in your home, the best thing to do there is you can use sage, and you can sage the place by burning sage and taking it into the corners of the room and whisking it round, if you like ritual or that type of thing. Playing angelic music or classical music, beautiful classical music, Mozart, Chopin, something like that, will clear the energies, open the windows, and play the music with intent. That's the important thing. Music on its own is beautiful, but music played with intention is healing. So if you play the music with the intention of it clearing the negative energies out of your home, that, you know, that will make a difference. But again, they can use the free healing on my website and just set the intention that they'd like it to come through them and through their home at the same time, and it will clear any negative energies out as well. So again, it's about intention.
Well, she's done that, and she's done a meditation by Massenet. I don't know if I've said that right. Massenet?
I don't know. Don't know what that is.
Soul connection is put in, has put in, you are much greater than anything that you feel has taken possession of your home. Yeah, so just tell it to get out.
Exactly. Pick a window.
Yeah. I've done that before today, being around with sage and incense and all other sorts of things. And you do actually feel better. And actually, when I went around with the sage in my home one day, there's not a breath of wind, but my patio door slammed shut like something had just left. And it probably needs doing again. Because I look after young men with learning disability here, and one of them is very, very negative. And I think, you know, someone once said to me that I've got something around me that one of the young men has brought in. And I wouldn't be surprised, really. And I've got to protect myself all the time. So Fountainhead has put meditation by Massenet from Thais, T-H-A-I-S. So, no, I haven't heard of that one, but you can always check out Janine's website, crystalkey.com, and check out her meditations and healing and cleansing meditations that she has.
Okay. So yeah, that can be used to clear the house, as I say. They just need to sit in a chair and set the intention that they'd like it to clear their energy field and the energy in their home, and it will do that.
Yeah, so I'll probably need to do that again in my home. I might as well just ask you, being that we haven't got another caller at the minute, what can you see around me, Janine?
That's a
Please.
Good one. Okay. There's a little bit of energy. It's not around below your knees. I feel, you remember the old Sabutio football games?
Oh, yes.
With a little plastic football man, they had that little bit on their feet to stop them falling over. There's something like that. It's like you're standing in a concrete bucket.
Oh, I feel like I am as well. Because we're sort of working and working and working, trying to get to a particular place in our lives, and we do feel like we're, you know, walking in molasses at the moment, my husband and myself. So, yeah, I can take that on board. So what do I do about that, please?
Well, again, you can use my free healing and ask for that to take it away, or you can wash it off in the shower with the intention, you know, maybe soak your feet in a basin of salt water, sea salt water, with the intention of dissolving this energy that's around your feet. It's like you're not being able to walk your path at the moment. You can't walk forward.
No, that's right. That's how we feel at the moment.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think, oh, well, never mind. It's because the planets are in retrograde and, you know, all that sort of thing.
Well, you know, these things do affect us. They affect us a lot. But to be honest, I tend to just do a bit of healing on myself every day anyway, a bit like cleaning my teeth. and then I don't really get any major problems going on because I'm on top of it. It's it becomes a habit once you do it. You know, I do my cleansings in the morning, cleanse my energy field, and I do the same thing for my animals as well. So keep their energy field and clear out any pollution we picked up from foods or chemtrails that are out and about, and just keep on top of things.
Okay, well, would you like to do a very short meditation?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay then, so before we do that, we'll just do the candle ceremony very quickly, so I'll just do that now. I'm lighting my candle to set the intention for the show. I'm lighting it for peace all around the world, especially in Gaza, Syria, and anywhere else where there's really a lot of trouble going on at the moment. And to remind myself that when I light the candle, I'm connecting to the Creator, as we are all sparks of the Creator. And we're going to ask Patricia Corey to bring in the light. Thank you, Patricia.
We call upon the angel warriors of light, the archangels, Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Ariel, the ascended masters, the overlighted ones, the Christed extraplanetary and extradimensional beings, the inner plane ascension teams, all the light workers of the universe, calling all angels, calling all light beings. We ask to be encircled in an impenetrable blanket of pure white light, holding as a barrier against any energies that are not of the highest order, and serving as an ascension field of light emanating directly from Source. Let us be filled with the food of all souls, that the light be anchored within our beings and into the earth, the Great Mother. Let any energies that are not of the highest intention be transmuted or carried away as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. Let that brilliance permeate every space, filling the heart, streaming through our divine beings. And let us be grateful for all that is perfect in the universe.
Thank you, Patricia. And now I'd like you to sit comfortably while Janine does a meditation. Thank you, Janine.
Okay. Okay, so just as long as you're not driving, close your eyes and take a nice deep breath in through your nose, all of the way down into your abdomen, and breathe slowly out through the mouth, focusing your attention on breathing in peace and breathing out any stress, any tension as you exhale. And as you're breathing, just being aware of your body inside your aura, inside the universe. And taking your attention to your heart center. Allow your breathing to find its own natural rhythm, however that feels comfortable for your body, and relax focused on your heart center now. Imagine the divine spark within you as a pure flame, a diamond flame, containing all of the colors of the spectrum. Imagine that flame in your heart beginning to expand, filling your whole heart and moving out into the rib cage, filling your chest with this pure consciousness, pure love, peace, joy, continuing to expand outside of your body now and filling the room. That beautiful energy, healing and nurturing everything it comes into contact with. Continuing to expand now, filling your home. Going beyond that, beyond the gardens, into the street. Expanding even further now, until it fills your whole village, town, or city. See the flame grow and grow as it now fills your country. Continuing to expand and surrounding Mother Earth. And taking it even further to the furthest corners of our universe. And relax. And see peace, love, joy, happiness, and any other positive feelings you'd like to add. Imagine the sound of the 528 love frequencies vibrating through that whole flame now, sending out the love to wherever it's needed. And relax. And when you're ready, slowly bring your awareness back to your body and just taking your awareness now to the center of your back. And imagine you have roots growing down your spine, down your legs. Your feet are standing on the grass, and sending those roots deep down into the center of the planet now. Just wriggle your fingers and toes, feeling your body as you send those roots down into the ground. And on the count of three, back with us, wide awake and fully conscious. One, two, three, eyes open, back with us, welcome back.
Thank you.
Oh, beautiful song there from Whitney Houston. I'll always love you. And that was requested by Janine. Thank you for requesting that one, Janine. It was lovely. Absolutely love it. Okay, well, we're going to bring Janine back on because she's going to tell us about her website once again. And so you can always pop on there and do the meditations that she has. Are you there, Janine? Hello? Maybe she's fallen offline. But anyway, we'll be getting her back on soon because she's an absolutely fabulous guest. And next week we have Mary Gates. So if you've got any questions about your love life or anything, just give us a call next week. And Mary's a really good medium. And let me just check, have we lost Janine? She looks to be online. But no, she must have fallen off, but she does look to be still on there. Okay, so we're going to say goodbye and God bless. Don't forget, join us next week for Mary Gates. And let's hope we have Gary back with us next week. Hope you're there, Gary. We did have a momentary loss of sound during one of the tracks, but that's what you get. Never mind, Blog Talk Radio. And we're going to say goodbye and God bless and finish with another song that was requested by Janine, another beautiful one. And it's We Are the World, Michael Jackson. So goodbye, God bless. We'll just, I think, give you a big cosmic kiss before we go. Goodbye and God bless. And you can always catch up with Janine on Facebook, Janine Reagan Sinclair. And you can catch us, the Healing Fountain Show, Gold Ring Healing Fountain page on Facebook. And myself, Jan Christy Drinkell, on Facebook. And here we go. Goodbye and God bless. We're going to play out with this We Are the World.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can go on pretending day by day that the world somewhere will soon make a change. We all a part of God's great big family, and the truth, you know,